Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
I say this for Omarosa. She's good at selling shit, just like Trump. So she's out there talking about her book. She says Trump is a racist. She says he's suffering from dementia and that he knew all about the collusion. Not exactly bombshells. It's like writing a book about Chris Christie and the big reveal is he snacks at night. But, of course, Trump has taken it all well. I'm joking, of course. He tweeted about Omarosa 8 times in 24 hours. So far, he's called her crazed, a crying lowlife, and a dog. That's the feel-good summer hit we're living with now. When crazed, crying, lowlife dog met whiny little bitch. But it's funny, people are mad at the dog comment. Trump has a very long history of calling people dogs, which is very ironic because he expects those around him to act just like a dog. Unconditional love, right? Always be loyal and pee on the bed. And, you know, when you think about it, Michael Cohen taped him, Omarosa taped him, Hollywood Access taped him. The only one who didn't tape him was Obama. Trump retweeted that Michael Cohen, listen to this, to refute something Omarosa said. Omarosa is claiming in the book that Trump at one point was eating a piece of paper. Which I actually can believe. Trump retweeted Michael Cohen to refute that. That's something. A snake using a rat to disprove a weasel. This is where we are, right? And, you know, you don't even have to tape Trump. He admits everything himself. He tweeted out that Omarosa only lasted as long as she did in the White House because she said great things about me. He's the only boss who starts a job interview by saying, so, tell me a little something about myself. Some of the other things that are coming out from this book, apparently Trump thinks Jared is a little gay. He says, he seems a little sweet to me. That's his word for gay. Seems a little sweet to me. And I agree. Jared's not a real man. I bet he doesn't even use hairspray. Well, Jared said he's not taking this lying down. And then someone reminded him, Jared, you don't lie down at all. At night, Ivanka drapes you over a chair so you don't wrinkle. And, you know, our education secretary, Betsy DeVos, apparently Trump mocks her in private, calls her Ditsy DeVos. Luckily, she'll never see it. It's in a book. And Omarosa says Betsy DeVos is destroying our education system and that her governance is a travesty to children. Betsy DeVos was not having it. She got right on the phone and said, Siri, what's a travesty? And the racist stuff. Trump, they were talking one day about Harriet Tubman. Remember there was talk about putting her on the $20 bill? And Trump said, she's too ugly. Too ugly for the $20 bill. So they made a compromise. Harriet Tubman on the front, David Duke on the back. That way he could say they were good people on both sides. You have missed this story. Over 300 Catholic priests have sexually abused over 1,000 children. Even Jesus Christ today said, Jesus Christ. And This little, on the dictator front, Trump has revoked the security clearance of John Brennan, the ex-CIA director. He says it's a security issue. It's not. It's an insecurity issue. And Trump says he had to do it because he tweeted out, Brennan is, get this, frenzied, has wild outbursts, and makes outrageous, unfounded statements. Huh. Frenzied, wild outbursts, outrageous, unfounded statements. Who does that sound like? Who? I can't think of... Yeah, Trump's favorite insult is always, I know you are, but what am I? You're the puppet. I'm not a puppet. You're the puppet. You're the one who's colluding. I'm not eating grass naked on the lawn. You're eating grass naked on the lawn. Okay.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10. Or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.